Kevin and Sonia on Kiss.
If your kid is being bullied, is it fair to expect them to include that bully in the class Valentine's? We're talking elementary school level.
Kindergarten in this case.
Okay, so in this theoretical case, which is an article that you found online, Sonia.
It was a mother looking for some advice. She goes, my daughter doesn't want to give a Valentine to a mean kid in class. So what do I do?
So as a parent, you look, okay, well, what's their definition of mean?
Right.
You know, what are the actions that follow that emotion, that classification?
Makes her think that this other kid is being mean. And that's what the parent goes on to say. One, I don't know if he really is being mean to her because her definition of that could be skewed a little bit. I mean, she's in kindergarten.
Yep.
And another one is, shouldn't everybody get a Valentine? Because that's what they do in schools. They send you home with a class list and they say, here are all the kids in the class.
Yep.
And this is for your Valentines, for you to be able to hand out Valentines for every kid.
And you want to teach your kids to be the bigger person if they are, in fact, in a situation where someone's not being kind to them. Okay,
yeah.
Kill them with kindness. Fair enough. But if it is a full case of bullying, and okay, you take the kindergarten out of that maybe in this case, but if it's a kid who's being bullied, that becomes a very tough situation for a lot of parents. Do you do the classroom line? Do you toe that line? Say, hey, okay, well, everybody gets one, so you have to do it. Or do you stand behind your kid? Here's a text message from Christina. I'm a parent, and in this situation, it is likely to come up this year, and I'll support my kid 100%. I think Valentine's Day cards in schools give kids an unrealistic expectation of how things work in the real world. I would do away with them if I could. Yeah, feeling special is nice, but if it's mandatory to give cards, it takes away how special it is. I think parties are cool to have in class, though.
Well, that's why some teachers are writing in. So as a teacher, we usually have a rule. You give a Valentine to everyone, or you don't give one at all.
And I can see, that makes sense, right?
So that works. And she goes to say, in this situation, I think to not give a Valentine sounds like a punishment for being mean. Maybe the Valentines could be an olive branch for friendship. I definitely think the parent should talk to the teacher if there's bullying issues going on, because as Sonia was saying, and she said that the story that comes home is often not the whole story.
Right.
You know, as a kindergartner coming home, you're like, is that really the whole truth and whatever? You got to find out more.
Matt, you've got a couple kids. One of them is in kindergarten. What would you do if your kid was in this situation?
I'd say that's not very nice of you to not give somebody a Valentine card. Because that's all it is. It's a card.
Yeah.
If you're not giving them a gift, you're not giving them a toy. You're giving them a card that's like a superhero card or a
right.
Batman card. It's a piece of paper.
Okay.
And obviously deal with the situation aside from Valentine's cards.
And let's face it, you have a kid in kindergarten. You know exactly what it's like. One day kids are best friends and then the next day they're not. And it happens
exactly.
Where like my niece is in kindergarten right now, and at lunchtime she may have had a fight with her best friend at lunch, and then they're totally fine that afternoon.
That's absolutely 100% how it is.
Wake the fun up.
Wake up!
Kevin and Sonia on Kiss Radio.